Okay.
Recording stopped. Recording in
okay,
progress.
Okay, we're both side. We were discussing Mei Shlokos being Hadama. Under what circumstances were Mei Shlokos Hadama? We saw a bunch of different, deos. I apologize if anyone has a, wrote down the exact board in their notes. I don't remember the exact order I wrote on the board, but let's just point out, says the Ra'ah and the Ritva, they say never. It really never meant Mei Shlokos Hadama, nothing to talk about.
Unless you did with the original question.
Correct, but then they're not Hadama, it's something else that's Hadama, and they're just Tafet, right? The Rush said, when are Mei Shlokos Hadama? All cases. Of Bishol, Mei Shlokos, we assume is normally Bishol. All cases of Bishol, Mei Shlokos are Hadama, meaning all vegetable soups are Hadama, according to the Rush. The Raivin would agree, right? Remember the Raivin says everything except that, which is Zav Mei Atzmo, is Hadama. But the Rashba said that, why are Mei Shlokos Hadama? Because that was the Rov Achilas and Matach. And Rabbeinu Yonah said, because a normal case is Ishtani Le'iluya. Of course, most vegetable soups would still qualify at this point. And what did Rav Yosef say? Machal, not Mashke. Most vegetable soups would still qualify at this point. All vegetable soups are cooked. They qualify for the rush. If we are not choshev shadar on the Ritva, and even though the Mishnah Berurah once mentioned the Bir Halacha, there is such a sheet of the Ra'ah, he doesn't take it too seriously. He throws it in, but doesn't think that it's really a halachic factor. And most vegetable soups are, rove of these vegetables are cooked. You know, there's the Chazon Ish, is Masopik. What does rove mean? It means rove kilograms of this vegetable get cooked. It doesn't mean that rove people cook it sometimes. But let's assume that most of our soups, standard soups, fall into the rove category one way or the other. What makes it a little trickier is the other factor is the Shut HaRush. The Shut HaRush is wondering why, we mentioned, why this Mei Seorim, that sometimes how they cooked the Seorim, they made a certain broth and they fed it to sick people for some reason that, you know, we're not familiar with anymore. Why that's not Hadama and it's, or whether it is, and possibly Shahata, why it's less than Mei Shlokos. And he says, only if you're cooking to eat the vegetables is it. Only if you're cooking to eat the vegetables is it, is it Hadama? But if you're only cooking for the broth, then it is not Hadama. So the Shut Rush, there's a big dion in the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch and on the Torah. Is the Shut Rush a different shot than the Rush says in his halachos, or is he just adding to what he says in the is he arguing? Did he change his mind, or is he just filling in some details? But in both places, he meant what he said in both places. But in any case, the Shut Rush says, "Ol rak im bishel kedei lechol hayerik atzmo." And then there's the Rambam, of course. How did the Rambam say? Only the darkon lishalef, and a little bit the opposite of the Shut Rush. And you cooked it for the sake of Lishtos Bei Mehem, for the sake of the soup. Meaning, if you just happen to boil vegetables and then decide to drink the broth, that would be Shahakol. It's only if you intend to make soup, says the Rambam. He also adds Darkon Mishalik. The Shalak today Lishtos Hamara. These are the different deos. Which deos do we paskin like here? The standard two deos quoted in the Shulchan Aruch And then maybe we'll analyze it a little more. The standard 2 days, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, are the Rosh and the the Rosh and the Rashba are the 2 days which the Shulchan Aruch concerns himself with. He doesn't really concern himself with any other deos. For example, in Siman Reish Beis, when it comes to the
how would this affect the how would this affect the May Peros? Why are May Peros Shahakol? Then it's sort of obvious, according to the Rav, because they're squeezed, not cooked, according to the Rosh, according to the Ravid. They actually are ha'eitz, right? He disagrees with our standard interpretation where he says only b'tzav me'atva, according to the Rashba, because not rov achilasan, but if it was, like, then it would be ha'eitz, right? Like orange juice, for example, according to Rabin Yonah, because it's great usa. But if it was Iluya, then it would be Ha'etz. Okay, the poskim don't really quote Rabbi Yonah, but you would think orange juice would also be Iluya. I think people like orange juice at least as much as oranges. For the Rav Yah, it's very nicha because it's a drink. For the Shud HaRosh, again, he's not the only person on this list, or from here at the bottom of the list, are not addressing the difference in the sugyas, so we don't know. Maybe it's something else, or maybe because you didn't squeeze it. We're not sure. Maybe because you didn't squeeze it for the sake of the fruits, so therefore it doesn't count. Maybe because you don't squeeze for the sake of the fruit. And for the Rambam, that was the big question mark. That was the big mystery. The Rambam never explained or even said any line that would possibly hint at what the difference is. That's sort of where we left off. What could be the difference for the Rambam? So some say the svar of the Rambam is, which is why most Rishonim reject the Rambam. We end up, most Rishonim, I didn't see that. What? The many assume that the Rambam Shita is like the Rashba. It's all about the Derech. It's just, why doesn't the Rambam say? The same reason the Gemara doesn't say. It's obvious that the Rov Derech Achila of Peros is not by being juiced, by eating fruit. And it's obvious that the Rov Derech, he does say, by the vegetables, that it's Derech Lishomek. It's ones that it's common to cook. And therefore, rov derech. You could choose exactly how to express where you draw the line. You could easily say that for the Rambam. The problem with that is sugar, because what's the Rambam going to be? He's clearly not the Ritva, right? What is he clearly not? He's clearly not the Ra'ah and the Ritva, because they say that vegetable soup without the vegetables is shakal. And he says hadavah. He's clearly not the Ravid, because the Ravid says dvash tamarim, if you squeeze it, is ha'etz. And he clearly does not agree with that. He is clearly not the Rav Yah, because the Rav Yah says it depends if it's an ochel or a mashke. But the sugar is an ochel. Sugar is an ochel. Maybe you can also drink cane syrup as a drink, but clearly the normal use of sugar is as an ochel. Like the Rav Yah says, whatever you add to foods to give them taste is an ochel. He is, I think, clearly not the shugrash. He never says that it's only if you cook it for the sake of eating the vegetables. So, who is he?
So,
if anything, it sounds the opposite.
So who is he? So what's his pshat? He doesn't say at all what his pshat is. The Kesef Mishnah, it was pointed out to me, I was too influenced by the Bir Halacha to ignore this Kesef Mishnah. As a matter of fact, so influenced I didn't even put the Kesef Mishnah on the Makoros. The Kesef Mishnah says, he's really the Rashba. It's because what's the normal way to use it? And therefore, just like the Rashba says, it's obvious that it's abnormal to squeeze, that it's all fruits are mainly for eating, not for squeezing into juice, while all vegetables are mainly for cooking. As a matter of fact, the Rashba says, it's talking about vegetables that you normally cook. The problem with that is, you could say he's like the Rashba, but then what about sugar? If it's like the Rashba, then sugar should for sure be ha'etz, or hadama, or you know, whichever of those two go on. Remember, we discussed that way back on Daf Vav and Aleph, I think. Sugar should for sure be ha'etz or hadama, because it's not only the rove way to eat sugarcane is through eating the sugar that comes out of it. The only way to eat sugarcane is by eating the sugar. So pasha that it should be ha'etz or hadama, yet the Rambam says sugar shahakol. So the Kesef Mishnah answers up for the Rambam right there by the sugar, which is perek kesel lachahei. He says, really the normal way to eat sugar is to suck the cane, making the assumption that sucking the cane is not called drinking the juice, but called eating the cane, which is how he conceptualizes it. I think we discussed that once.
It's people do with oranges.
What?
So people do with oranges and lemons.
What?
They eat it by sucking on it.
Yeah, but pretty rarely, relative to all the other things you could do. But says the Gezer Mishnah, he says, the Torah said to the Rambam, he said, why are you counting cane syrup? Why are you counting sugar like fruit juice? After all, it's the normal way to eat it. And so the Kesef Mishnah says, he says, no, what are you talking about? He says, if you live in country that grows sugar, you'd realize that the real way to eat sugar cane is to chew the sugar cane and suck it and then spit it out. Eating sugar is not the real way to eat it. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. He says, one second. Va'ani Omer that Shema Mokash and Insom Sham Mochrim Mehemla Lofl or Vobos Limsoso Samar and Mayim Yosem Sharpiros. Now, where they grow sugar canes, they sell a Lofl or Vobos to chew the cane, and really that's the main way to eat it. Okay, basically he's trying to turn the Rambam into the Rashba. And this is the Kesef Mishnah, who has to say that Rove Achilas Knei Sukar Al Yedei Mitzitzas Hakone. The normal way to eat sugar is to, he has like two assumptions. One, an assumption of Mitzias, that mainly you chew the cane, you don't have a sugar factory. Sugar factory is just a side use. The main use is chewing the cane. Two, I would have said chewing the cane is also called eating the juice. Because you don't swallow the cane. You only suck the juice out of the cane. So what's the difference if you squeeze the juice out of the cane or you suck the juice out of the cane? He's conceptualizing, this is a big question, when I chew something and get out the juice, is that called eating the solid or is that called squeezing with my mouth and drinking the juice? So he's assuming that A, b'mtzias, more people eat the canes, and B, that's conceptualized as eating the solid and not as sucking out squeezing a liquid with your mouth.
Isn't there a somewhere about whether actually eating is when it gets in your mouth or when it gets into your throat?
Yes, but everyone agrees that that for the purpose, for example, of viria, etc., that we look at the mice of eating as starting with the chewing, even though the machlok is when it ends. But I'll just point out the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Bet Se'if Tedvav really does not like this Kesef Mishnah at all. He says, Kesef Mishnah makes three assumptions. He's also making the assumption that the Rambam would say you say ha'etz or hadama when you suck the cane, which is the Rambam did not say explicitly. He says eitz medoyik in lashon the Rambam that whether you suck it out of the cane or whether you squeeze it, whether you eat sugar, it's shahakol either way. B, even if you're sucking out of the cane, you're really drinking the juice and it's all the same. C, give me a break. Even if a lot of people chew on the cane, we all know the main use is making sugar. That even the alufa or vuggles pales in comparison to the sugar factories. So he says that is ridiculous for three reasons. What?
In the 16th century, even they were suing.
You're right. That's the weakest part, because who knows what they did in the...
Okay. I think that there's a much better reason to say the Rambam is not the Rashba. That's the Lashon of the Rambam himself. If the Rambam was the Rashba, he would have skipped the words Rusha Shelton and Shkope Mayat. It would have just been Shemim Ashtokos Kishlokos Mokhav Shadakim.
Okay, yeah, you could have said he's like the Rashba with another Tanai. Okay, that wouldn't be ma'akev if the rest of it worked out. In any case, that's because the Mishnah says that sugar is because that's not the normal use. The Mishnah Brura disagrees.
But we got into sugar by the back door, because it's not. It's really the second definition of pri adam. It's not really a vegetable either.
Okay, here's where I have trouble with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah then gives a different reason why sugar is shahakol. The problem is this. If you would have just said, there's another reason sugar is shahakol, then it has nothing to do with our sugya. Just say sugar is shahakol and come up with a reason. It's not so hard to come up with a reason sugar is shahakol. You know what I'll say? I'll say, anything that itself is not edible is mufka from pre, even if you get juice out of it, and therefore it's not like any
yirukos or pears. You make juice out of hearts of palm, of the hearts of the palm, and you make juice out of that. So that might not be the din of shalokos.
Okay, correct. What I'm saying, we could sit here for a day and probably come up with 10 reasons why sugar is going to be shahakol, which have nothing to do with anything on this board. The problem is the Rambam tells us why sugar is shahakol. If the Rambam just said sugar was shahakol, I would say, you know what, he said sugar is shahakol. Everyone will come up with their own hesber. What does that prove about anything else in the world? The Rambam tells us why sugar is shahakol, because it's like dvash tamarim. Not for some other reason. He says sugar shahakol kol shekein from dvash tamarim. What does he say? He says the sugar juice is the same as dvash tamarim, and then when you cook it to make it into crystals, it's even more it's even more distance, so it's even worse than dvash tamarim. But the Rambam tells us sugar is dvash. It's not the Rambam tells us sugar shahakol. It tells sugar shahakol because it's like dvash tamarim.
It's the same din as zeh ba'uma. But it doesn't mean that.
But for a different reason. I'm not inclined. I hear. Lemaisa, therefore, what I would conclude is that, basically saying, why is sugar shahakol? You could say for a reason having nothing to do with dvash tamarim, which is what a lot of rabbis do. But that's not what they do in the Rambam. Sing them Shachar Aruch if you want. But the Rambam says sugar shahakol because it's like dvash tamarim. So the Mishnah says, based on the Rashba, because it's not the normal use. Okay, but I think the only other option then left is, but this is Dachuk, is that the Rambam must hold like the Rush. Not necessarily saying the whole story of the Rush. There's a difference between Bishul and squeezing. There must be a difference between Bishul and squeezing. After all, that's all he says. His squeezing is one thing, Bishul is another thing.
I don't think that's being fair to the Rambam. And I'll tell you why I don't think that. The Rambam writes something that we don't know where it comes from. It could be a mocker that we don't know. The business about Moshe Shokam Bishos Meimeh.
Uh-huh.
Right? We don't know if it comes from some mocker that we don't know. At least I couldn't identify it. Obviously, with something that's in the Gemara. Or it's a swirl. Now, if it's a swirl, so you can play with it in various ways. But if it comes from somewhere that you're having trouble identifying where you got it from, and that's not an unreasonable thing to say, then he's clearly saying something completely different. Because he has a requirement that doesn't appear by any of the other
Okay, interestingly, even though he is a little more like the Rush, what you're saying is he adds a requirement. First of all, he says only the dark on the shalik.
You have to take what the Rambam writes seriously.
Okay, you have to take what the Rambam writes seriously. Basically, what I'm saying is this. The Rambam writes, if there's a vegetable which is normal to cook and you cook it for the sake of the soup, it's hadama. He admits that If there's a fruit which is normal to squeeze, read sugar cane. If there's something which is normal to squeeze, whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, we're not sure. He brings out 2 days from the golem. And you squeeze it for the sake of the juice, it's shahakol. So there's clearly a difference.
Yeah.
There's clearly a difference between, that we can't find any other hesber for, between cooking and, now the question is, what's the difference? Yeah?
Did we say that he employs the chiluk that the Rosh made in the Bahag, that there's a difference between steaming something and it coming out naturally? So that steaming something, that's the sugar cane, shahakal, coming out naturally, that's darkon.
But what do you, what, how does vegetable soup come out naturally? You have to cook it.
But it's darkon for kach, so it's like
it's darkon. Why is it more daring to cook it than to squeeze it? I'm not buying.
Can't say that's a natural way to
I'm not buying.
What? Going to the Rush, it's all
the Rush never said anything about darkon.
So the Hab and the Rambam be like the Rush.
Okay. So what I mean to say is, like the Rush in terms of the difference between daf lamed ches and daf lamed tes. That's what I mean. Like the Rush in terms of the difference between daf lamed ches and lamed tes, but he adds a condition. He's not exactly like the Rush. He's like the Rush in the difference between daf lamed ches and daf lamed tes. And you'll say, where does he get it from? He doesn't have to get it from anywhere. One is about squeezing fruits. One is about cooking. So this is about squeezing. That's about cooking. They're two different sugyas. But he requires more. But he's not exactly like the Rush. But he actually adds two conditions, right? He adds the two conditions. What are his two conditions? Darkon lishalik and shalak kedei lishtos mehen. Now again,
when he says in the beginning, darkon lishalik, that's just relating to the difference that he makes before that in two kinds of vegetables.
I know.
Not related to the issue of mehmei shlokos.
Well, it seems pretty clear. If you cooked something that was not darkon lishalik, it would be shakal.
Sure,
if you cook cucumbers in order to drink the soup.
Whether you have mayim or not, that has nothing to do with mayim.
Correct.
That has to do with the
correct. But practically, it's in there. Now, the question is, what is the svara of the Rambam here? Let me be clear. In terms of, I'm convinced that Kesem Mishnah is wrong. It's not me who's convinced that Kesem Mishnah is wrong. Mishnah Berurah is convinced that Kesem Mishnah is wrong. I'm just also convinced that Mishnah Berurah is wrong. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason sugar is shahakol has nothing to do with Dvash Tamarim. And I'm convinced that's wrong. Kesem Mishnah says the reason sugar is shahakol is because it's not the Rov Achilasan, like the Rashba. And each of them is convinced the other one is wrong. And I agree with both of them. They're both wrong. So then the Rambam is left being like the Rush. However, we don't know why there's a difference between squeezing and cooking according to the Rambam. We know what the Rush is. We're not sure what he means. It's the time of the pre goes in more when you cook than when you squeeze, and we have two pshat in there. We're not sure what the svara is for the Rambam. You could say it's the same as the Rush. Maybe I will suggest something else in a moment. Let's go back to, maybe before we summarize the halacha lemaisa, let's go back to the question of what is the svara? The svara for the Ra'an Ritva is very poshut, is that anything that's a liquid that comes out is not the thing itself, is they have alma, only the vegetables themselves are shackled. The svara for the Rush, we weren't so sure, either it's just that pentsius, you get a strong tam in the soup, and a strong tam counts as a continuation of that pefza, that the juice going into the tam going into the soup is it counts as the continuation of that chetza. Why is that stronger than the juice? We said either from tzias soup tastes more like the vegetables, the juice tastes like the fruit, or like this Kilos Yaakov, that fruit is a totally different chefta, that the fruit juice is a different chefta, is an independent chefta, which makes it not part of the fruit. Well, the taste that comes out of vegetables is not an independent chefta, it's the taste of the vegetables, and therefore it's considered a continuation of the vegetables. Agav, I'll point out something that...
Isn't that similar to the Rav Yah? I mean, similar.
No. The Rav Yah is saying when a drink comes out of a food, that's considered Zeyev Alma because it's not a continuation of that Chefza. A drink is not a form of a food. Only a food is a form of a food.
What does Rav Yah say? The mashke is the orange juice is not orange.
Yes, but not because it's an... Not because... The Rashba would say the same thing if you cooked. The Rav Yah would say the same thing if you cooked vegetables in order to make a beverage out of it. He would say a drink is not a continuation of a food. So the okay. What I'm trying to say is, Rabosai, the svaras for most shitas are pretty straightforward. As far as for most of these shitas are pretty straightforward here, juice is not the pre, says the Rashba, says how do I say something that includes both the taste that goes into the soup and the juice? The
essence?
Soup is a form of the pre, juice is not, and we had two as beirim. The Ravid says no, the juice is always the pre as long as it was intentional, right? As long as it wasn't something that came out by itself without any intention to create. Here we say, no, this is the shinoi. Basically, the shinoi is the same as shinoi for solids. Oh, only for mashana to the normal way, right? This is just dine shinoi. And the Rav Yah would say that a machal is a form of the previous machal. But a mashke is not. Can't say a mashke is a form of the previous machol. No, it's a mashke. It's a new thing. Zeyev Alma. It's a new thing that King Kriz created out of it. What's this for the Shudder Rush? If I cook to eat the vegetables, then the broth is hadama. If I cook just to make the broth, then the broth is shahakol. What's this for? But I'm not eating the fruit. Otherwise, he's around the ritva. Yes, he admits I'm not eating the fruit. I only drink the broth. But if I'm only drinking the two guys, right now, it's not the same thing because it doesn't know what this guy had in mind. He's a kud, but most people had in mind, right? Two guys cooked a vegetable broth. One of them cooked a vegetable broth that most people cook to eat the vegetables, and then only took the broth for lunch and said hadama. Another guy took a broth that most people cook just to eat the broth, took the broth for lunch, said shahakol. What's the difference?
Depends what he wanted to get out of the broth. Or what is tachlis
for? Okay, why? So I think that lemaisa, I think the svara of the Shulchan Arush is very, very similar to the Ra'an the Ritva. It's very similar to the Ra'an the Ritva. They're saying it's technical ikar v'tafel. Technical ikar v'tafel is only if you eat two things when one potters the other. And those things, the ikar v'tafel, if I only eat one thing, right? If I only eat one thing, no one ever says there's a rule of ikar v'tafel, right? If I pour some milk into a bowl to eat Cheerios, then I decide to just drink the milk and forego the Cheerios, no one would say that I say mezonos. Right? But I think what they're trying to say is that what the Shulchan Arush is saying is that vegetable soup only takes on, the mayim only takes on the status of the fruit when you can view it as an extension of the pre. I'm cooking this to eat the pre. You know what? With the pre, I can eat this. It's not a din of ikar v'tafel, because that's only if I eat them together. It's a din that, here, what's the difference? Fruit juice, for example, when I squeeze juice out of an orange, I want the juice instead of the orange. You know, the more juice I have, the less orange I have. Or even, I want the juice separate from the orange. You know, I'm going to eat the orange and drink some juice. When I cook a cabbage soup, I want the cabbage with the soup. The soup is an extension of the cabbage. When the soup is an extension of the cabbage, it's not Zeya B'Alma. When I'm looking at the soup as a separate hefta, it's Zeya B'Alma. When I'm looking at the extension of the cabbage, that's not Zeya B'Alma. And therefore, he says, the Meish Lakosh, the cabbage soup, that's an extension of the cabbage. So it's Hadama. But the Meish Sa'orim is talking about, you can't look at that as an extension of Sa'orim, because you're not trying to eat the Sa'orim. It's not something that comes together with preparing the Sa'orim. Basically, the cabbage soup, the soup is an extension of the cabbage. You can eat it with the cabbage, you can eat it without the cabbage, even without the rule of Ikar Tafel. Its identity is an extension of the cabbage. You can't say by Mesa Orim that's an extension of the cabbage, and for that matter, you can't say by the plum juice that it's an extension of the plum, because it's not together with the plum, it's dafka separate from the plum. When you're dafka trying to make something separate, that is Zeya B'Alma. When you're trying to make something together, that is an extension of the pre, and that's considered a pre hadama. That seems to be the svara of the Shulchan Arush, unless someone wants to tell me a different svara. You could probably say my svara in different words if you want, but that has to be the svara of the Shulchan Arush. And it's not that he's looking at, is this a shinoi form of the original? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it rove? Is it niot? No. If it's a shinoi form of the original, then it's something else, then it's Zeya B'Alma. If it's an extension of the original, so what he's basically saying is that the mayim, the juice, is Zeya B'Alma if it is viewed alone, but if it's an extension of the pre, then it's part of the pre. Not midin ikar v'tafel. Midin ikar v'tafel is only if you actually eat the cabbage soup with cabbage, not if you just have some broth because, you know, you don't like the cabbage, and so, you know, I don't like the cabbage, I only like the broth, and the Rosh would say shakal. No, the Rosh would still say very, very clearly that it's hadama. Why? Because of the fact that I'm only drinking the broth. The broth as a hefta, that just depends what most people do it for. It doesn't matter what you have in mind. It depends what most people have in mind, how you view this objectively in your society. Most people see the broth as an extension of the cabbage. You want to eat the cabbage. There's also good broth to eat it with, and therefore, as an extension of the cabbage, it gets the it basically the chashivas of made shlokos is not because they themselves reach a certain standard of chashivas. It's because they're an extension of the original pre. They're with the pre. Not we didn't ikar v'tafel, we didn't defining them. Now I will point out that. Yeah?
What would all be the vegetable in question? When cooking it, people wouldn't want to drink the broth? There's probably a lot of extra time.
Ah, if people, what would be if when cooking it, people wouldn't want
to drink it? They cook it, have a cooked vegetable, then they spill the broth.
Then the Shulchan Arush is not so clear on that. Meaning he doesn't really discuss that at all. He doesn't really discuss that at all.
How do you know that in this case people want to drink the broth or just
no? I'm not asking whether or not they want to eat the vegetable.
Well, I guess my question is what makes this extension of the cabbage?
What makes this extension of the cabbage is that you're trying to cook a cabbage to make a good, delicious cabbage. When you cook a cabbage to make a good, delicious cabbage, there's also broth with it. And if you're looking at it as improving the cabbage, then all the broth that's part of improving this cabbage is an extension of the cabbage.
Even if people would normally throw out the broth?
I'm not sure. Of course, what you're hinting at is that maybe you could go and say that's the Rambam's difference between cooking and squeezing, right? Maybe that's the Rambam. You didn't mean to hint at that, but you did nonetheless. that what's the reason why there might be a difference in cooking and squeezing? So maybe you get a stronger taste in the cooking than in the squeezing, which we had two as bedroom as to why that was. Maybe the difference is very pushing. When you're squeezing something, you're trying to get something else other than the fruit. That's Zeyabala. The whole point of squeezing is you're trying to get something else. Even as you're squeezing sugar cane. It's not that the sugar cane is an extension of this delicious yerek of the cane. It's not the sugar is the extension of the delicious yerek of the cane. No, it's something instead of the cane. When you cook something, it's certainly when it's something darkly shalik, when you cook something, the two things are together. Ah, there is a soup. There is a stew. When you squeeze something, fundamentally, the two things are distinct. You're getting this instead of that. And maybe that's the svar for the Rambam. Who says the svar should be the same as the Rush? Even if I think there has to be this chiluk, again, Rav Nachum gives a different reason why there's a difference between squeezing.
No, that's really what he says, because it's a parolus.
And the way I understood him, I didn't like it at all. Maybe I didn't understand it properly.
But that's exactly what you're saying now is exactly what he said.
Ah, okay. Then, great. Wonderful. I think the way he was saying is a little different. The way he was saying is when you cook it, it's because of the water that it gets more chashivas. It's the taros of water and the taste of the vegetables. While when you squeeze it, what comes out has no chashivas because it is not a...
The fundamental thing is that basically what you're doing is changing the form of the vegetable from a solid to a liquid and... You're really eating the vegetable in a different form.
Okay. Okay, good. Then I'm agreeing.
There's one the Rambam believes
that he adds that as like an unnecessary addition. He says, well, the sugar is at least as bad as the dvash. But the Shtana David doesn't mean it's cooked. Shtana David, if after you squeeze it, you then cook the juice. That has nothing to do with Mei Shlokas, where you cook together the vegetables.
But the Rambam could discuss drinking the juice itself.
He could have, and it seems to me that he would have said shahakal on that also. He's just saying on the sugar even more so. But basically what I think it could be, what could be the svar of the Rambam? If the svar of the Rambam may be like the Rush, who we had two hesbirim in the Rush, which certainly could be, or maybe the Rambam is more like the Shut Rush. Maybe the hesbir for the Rambam really is that when you squeeze something, you're getting an alternative to the fruit. When you cook something, you're getting an extension of the fruit. When you cook something, it's together with the fruit.
Wasn't that the stipler's far for the Rush?
The stipler's far for the Rush was when you cook something, you're getting out part of the fruit, or vegetable fruit, I'm calling it all fruit. Well, when you squeeze something, you're getting out an independent chatzah. What I'm saying is the relationship, not between what was already inside. He's saying the taste that comes outside was part of the fruit before it came outside when you cook. This juice that comes out of a plum was not part of the plum before it came out. It was a separate thing. Here, saying is maybe this far, or maybe like the shuk brush. Meaning, the Rambam, everyone says, oh, it's the opposite of the Shut Rush. The Shut Rush says only if you're cooking for the vegetables. The Rambam says only if you're cooking for the broth. As Yoni pointed out, the Shut Rush might also say you have to be cooking for the broth, for all we know. The Rambam might also say that you have to be cooking for the vegetables. After all, he says, dark and mishalik. We're not sure what that means. But maybe like the Shut Rush, he says, what's the Svara? Cooking is extension of the pre, squeezing is a alternative to the pre. Therefore, squeezing is a ba'alma because you're squeezing something, and that is something as opposed to the pre. Instead of the pre, I want juice. When you are, maybe I'll still eat the pre, because I'll squeeze it halfway and I'll eat half the pre and half the juice. As opposed to cooking, the more broth, the better the cooked vegetable, the more broth. It's really becoming, I'm really looking at it as one chefta. And maybe that's the svara of the Rambam as well.
Yeah, The only one where the word intentionality appears on the board is the Rambam. Yeah. Rambam also has an
Sorry. What I meant by the Rambam is
difference between dripping and squeeze and taking it out.
No, the Rambam's clearly says squeezing and dripping are the same.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying the word intentionality appears in the Rambam.
Okay.
Maybe, and the Rambam also requires intentionality. So maybe the Rambam is a, not a combination of the Rosh and the Rambam, but a combination of the Rambam and the Rosh.
Oh, okay, but it's a different kind of...
I'll tell you why I think that makes sense. Because the second half of the halacha deals with a different issue, b'chol, completely different b'chol. He puts them together in one halacha.
With the trima.
When he starts with Vashporim and Berchel Abchila Shanakov, it seems to me that he's talking about Vashporim that come out by themselves. Because the Dina Peros and Sachbim, he already told you. And he's contrasting between Vashporim comes out by itself and Shasisa. Because Shasisa is a process of intentionality similar to when you make soup.
Okay, interesting. Although you still have to explain halacha base. One second. Let me just point out then that I have now two. I think what I'm trying to say here is a bit of a hahira. There are two ways to look at why soup is hadama. Is soup hadama because of the hashivas of the soup, or because of the connection of the soup to the original, or because the soup is together with the pre, as opposed to juice, which is something juice is produced by separating it from the pre. Soup is produced by making a joint concoction with the pre. This might affect an interesting discussion of the Biur Halacha. I'll point out in some Reish Beis Sif Yud. I didn't put it on the course, I don't think. What about, he says, there was something they made by like soaking apples and kavashka mevoshel, that's like cooking. And then it becomes this delicious, some type of cider. I don't know what it was. I don't know the Yiddish word. But the apple itself becomes bad to eat. So he says, well, if the apple itself turns into shahakol because it loses its quality, then obviously the soup would also be shahakol. Means whenever you cook something and then the vegetable loses its taste and becomes shahakol, obviously the soup becomes shahakol as well. I think he's also viewing it as an extension of, he says, if the reason soup is Adama is because it's considered an extension of the pre, then if the pre becomes shahakol, the soup should become shahakol. If the reason soup becomes hadama is because, well, it's a better form of the pre, then who cares the pre shahakol? Soup is a better form anyway. If it's like the normal way of eating the pre, then who cares? So I think this might be an afkamina of, if there's a bit of a hakira here, is, and then you could go back and say, even in the sheet of the rush, maybe not the way he explains it, maybe the real difference in cooking and squeezing is not whether a strong taste of, whether the real taste goes in or not, but whether you're viewing it as an extension or viewing it as an alternative. That also, you also could go then to the Rashba and say, does the Rashba mean? The Rashba mean, well, if it's most of them are cooked, then, well, whatever you cook it with is obviously part of it, even if you eat it separately. Or does the Rashba mean if most of it is cooked for soup, that soup is considered a good food? There's actually a whole subtle discussion. Does the Rashba mean if most of them are cooked or if most of them are cooked for the sake of soup? Anyway, okay, so this is a little bit of, that's what I want to suggest in the Rambam.
Where did they get this from? Where did they get this? The only place you find intention having an effect on the final product was the Rosh Mishan's Takhalo. But I mean, where does the intention have
For the Rambam, you just have to say, or why does the Rambam say you have to intend to eat the soup?
I'm not talking about the Shuta Rosh in particular.
He just thought it was a Svara. Why did he just think it's a Svara? Maybe he obviously thought it's not about being a better form of it. It's about being an extension of it.
What are the other sheets of the Rishon you were talking about?
What do you want me to tell you? Yeah. What do you want me to tell you? And why does the Rambam And Hanami, he just had a svara. Why did the Rambam, Agav, think that? Why did the Rambam think that needs to be Aldas Lishtos Meimehem? Maybe he thinks, well, if you have intention to throw out the water, then you don't view that as an extension of the pre. But if you're cooking a pre, it's a normal pre to cook that people eat cooked, and it's normal to eat the soup as well, then you view it as not through Ikar V'Tuffel, that's only if you eat them together, as that its core identity is one product. Okay, so.
And I'm asking though, if the person was planning to throw out the vegetable, just let it grow.
Then for the Rambam, meaning according to what I'm saying, the Rambam and the Shugrush are really the same thing. Now, I'm not sure if the person was planning to throw out the vegetables, as long as most people eat the vegetables.
So I'm saying most people don't eat the vegetables?
Correct. I mean, he might agree on the Mesa Arim. Which is a big fish. But his lush is also Yerukash and Darkon Lishalik.
For the juice.
He's working off Halacha Gimbal, where he's talking about the vegetables. Sure. So it's loam and anunna b'chlal. Okay, Rabosai, let's just chazer for a minute, then soups. We had a bit of a, I wanted to make a bit of a deeper hakira. Why is soup special? Is it because soup is just a... Is it because the soup is a good form of the fruit, or is it because the soup is together with the fruit? Is it because of the togetherness, or because it's a good change? Right? So, yesh la'ayin meishlakos. Is hadama? Again, for everyone but the... Is it because it is... an extension because it's together as opposed to juice, which is separated. The whole point of juice is to separate. The whole point of this is it's one joint cooking. I understand. You'll say, but the taste separates from the vegetable and goes into the water. Isn't that the same as juice? That's how everyone looks at it. You say, no, it's one joint cooking process, which just continues to cook together and become one joint product. I don't think anyone would say when you squeeze an orange, oh, there's a product called like an orange with juice. They're two separate things. Maybe one is a byproduct at this point. But clearly, when you cook a vegetable stew, there's a stew, there's a soup. We even use one word to include both ingredients. And here, you know, almost like the Ritva. Right, not quite. They're saying Ikar V'Tuffel when you eat them together. I'm saying the core identity before you eat them, or is because the soup is a good form of the pre. No, the soup itself is a good form of the pre. It's taka, a nice geschmack way to process this pre, just like when you squeeze, somewhat parallel to when you cook cook cabbage, the cabbage itself is a dumb, it's a great change. But when you cook cucumbers, they become shahakal because it is a bad change. When you grind into wheat, that's shahakal because it is a bad change. But when you make a cooked dish of whole grains, it's hadama. So that's a good change, etc. And then to explain the difference between fruit juice, this would be what might one interesting nafkamina be? What if you, in cooking it, you lose the quality, you turn the fruit into shakal because it loses its taste? That is the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha, I meant. Over here, who says, I'll just read it to you. He says here, after a long discussion, he says, Meshriyas tapuchim shekorin apple kvas. What's apple kvas? Okay. Ein levarach aleihu lukuli amarak shahakol. Everyone agrees to shahakol, according to all the shittas. Ah, for the rush, is it cooked?
I think
they're grandma. No, a kvas is the name of the drink. I think. Or maybe it's the, I don't know what it is. Why that tapuchin gufa in derech ha'chloshin shein shurim yibs kakal, it ruins the tapuchin, vorkum shahakol. Even if you eat, you can eat the tapuchin. It's not inedible, the tapuchin shahakol. Tapuchin shahakol, kol shekain, the juice is the super shahakol. I think that's viewed as an extension. If you view it together with the apples, extension of the apples, then the apples become shahakol, how can this be hadama? If you view this as an ishtani l'ibuya, then what do you mean? So the nafkamina could be the beer halacha, resh beis yud, right? If the apples become shahakol because they get ruined, I don't mean become inedible, then if you use an extension, this is the beer halacha, he says, then pashut l'kuli alma, that the broth is shahakol, because after all, it can't be better than the fruit, but maybe you could have said it is better than the fruit. After all, there are things that are better than the fruit. After all, cooked potatoes are better than raw potatoes. Sometimes cooked products are better than the fruit. Then you might say that no, that the broth could be, if you work out the other shitas, could be ha'etz. Another interesting afkamina is just, and this is a very subtle thing, in the Rashba, when he takes the Rashba and he says, rove people have to cook it. Does that mean rove people have to cook the vegetable, or rove people have to eat the soup? If you view it in the sense of the vegetable, as long as most people cook the vegetable, even most people don't cook the soup, who cares, right? This is a subtle, like, no one, like, they're going to take this on. They just all, like, work with their assumptions. But for the Rashba, maybe another nafkamina should be, this is very subtle, it's discussed in the same Mishnah Berid, Bir Halacha, the Fi Rashba, and it's not so clear, but it's an interesting question. Inan, Rov Achilas HaPri Al Yedei Bishol, which is his Lashon, O Rov Shtias HaMarak. Do you mean most people think the soup? What if, what I mean to say, most people cook the vegetable, but most people don't eat the, but most vegetables are, of these vegetables are cooked, most of the time you don't eat the soup. Right? That's not a crazy case at all. Let's give an example. I don't know, peas. Everyone cooks the peas, but I don't know if most people eat the peas as soup, or most people just eat peas, or maybe there's something even a little more, you know. What?
Just both.
Yeah, it depends what you call most. But if you looked at it as an extension, then you might say, and this is what the Bir Halacha seems to assume, he seems to assume, that, no, depends if Rov eat the pre-cooked. I don't care if Rov people eat the soup or not. I'm not looking at the Hashivas of the soup. I'm looking at the Hashivas of the pre. If most people eat this pre-cooked, then it goes, then whatever you cook it with goes along with it. Again, it's within the Rashba, so it's going to change a few things, but maybe it would depend if most eat it as soup. Okay, this is going to be subtle. You're going to have some kasha on it. But the main thing I want to say is, I'm about to write the kasha, is, you know, these different answers, is what are the requirements, right? What are the tana'im for Birkas Hadama? If you look at it as the, then you're going to say either the Shubrush, that it's for the sake of the pre. Yeah, if you want to view it as the sake of the pre, it has to be the sake of the pre. Or you could say maybe that's where cooking comes from. Cooking is making an extension of the pre. Maybe you can go so far as, if you're not planning to eat the pre, then you could eat the pre, right? And Shaharash, maybe that's, maybe the Rambam, and he would say cooking is an extension of the pre, while squeezing is an alternative to the pre, as opposed to, and now I know you'll have a kasha on this, I probably shouldn't put this on the board at all, if you say, no, it's just a good form in and of itself, then maybe you'd say, like the Rashba or a Ben of Yonah, depends on chashivas of the soup or juice. Yeah, if the super juice is very chashuv, that's a rogue way of eating it, or that's nishtani leluya, yes. And if not, not. Or maybe you'd say, you know, the rush really could go either way. A strong tam. Strong tam means that it's more of one object. Or does the strong tam mean that that maybe rush? Strong tam, although maybe there's no, and it's a very strong tam that unifies them, but okay, let's put them here. Okay, that is, let's, this also might affect another fascinating question. The post, you know, a lot of soups, you make soup and then you zhuzh it. How do you say that in English or Hebrew?
Blend.
You blend it, right? You put a stick blender in and you puree the soup, right? You make orange soup. You make soup and you puree the soup. Is that shahakal or is that hadamah? Mm-hmm. Right? Interestingly, you are eating the broth, you're eating the vegetables, you want the broth, you want everything. It's like an amazing soup. It has all the mitzvahs. But there's obviously on the ritva, once you puree it, there's no vegetable left. Okay, but no one's kosher to on the ritva. What about the after all, would you say you cooked it with kavana to eat the fruit, the vegetable? Yeah, I want to eat the vegetable. That's why I pureed it. You're going to say Shavar Rosh. Would you say it's cooked? Yeah, you're going to say the Rosh. Would you say this is mostly done? Yeah, you're going to say the Rashba. Would you say you intended to eat the soup? Yeah, you're going to say the Rambam. You'll say everyone. So Shlomo Zalman says in the footnote too, in the Dirshu, he says, nope. He says it is shahakal if you create soup. Why? Because the intention was to eat it after you puree the vegetables, and the vegetables become shahakal. Therefore, it's viewed as an extension of these vegetables, which are shahakal. If the vegetables are shahakal, like Mr. Brewer's application, the vegetables are shahakal, this is no better than the vegetables, and it's also shahakal. So Shlomo Zalman Pasen, if you read soup, is shahakal. It's a big chiddush, because you might have said
pureed potatoes is also shahakal?
What?
Pureed potatoes is also shahakal,
you would say. Well, I don't know, what we call puree is not pureed. Now, I know that's what we call it, but it's mashed potatoes are mashed.
No, it's more than mashed. It's more liquid than mashed.
What? Lemaisa, he wouldn't go that far. He would draw the line there. But interesting, you know, if I was looking at it, the hashivas of the soup, then I would say, what do you mean? This is a super duper chashuv soup. What do you mean? It has all the mitzvos, you know. But if you look at it as an extension of the vegetable, you might say, well, since the vegetable was only meant to be eaten when the vegetable turns into a shahakol, it's only really a good final product when the vegetable turns into a shahakol. It's an extension of the shahakol, even though it got tons of taste. It got extra taste from the vegetable because you pureed the vegetable into it. It got the most taste possible, and it's like the most delicious thing possible. But since the vegetable is shahakol, because if you assume pureed vegetables are shahakol,
why are pureed vegetables shahakol?
Because that's the Ramah about the padilia. Hadilva, whatever it is. Let's assume, that's the next line in the Gemara. Okay, lemaisa, this
guy. Applesauce.
What?
Applesauce.
Right, we'll get to applesauce in a moment. Maybe an afkamina could be, what about pureed soup? Here it should be for sure hadama because it's the best soup possible. But if you look at it as, no, it's just considered like an extension of the fruit. And here is where Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Lemaisa, all the modern sperm say shahakol. You always say shahakol when you're not sure because it's always safe to say shahakol. They don't say Yirei Shamayim should eat in a meal because that's when you don't know what the bracha achrona is and there's no safe option, right? You don't know what the bracha achrona on cooked dough is, whether it is, you know, mazonos or brix mazon. So the only way to solve the problem is eat in the meal. When you don't know what the bracha mishona is, shahakol or hadama, just say shahakol and you don't have a problem. Right? He never says Yirei Shamayim should eat in a meal to avoid a suffix of whether it's shahakol or something else. You can always say shahakol and you're yotze. He only says Yirei Shamayim should eat in a meal when you also don't know the bracha achrona. If you don't know if the bracha achrona is bori nefashos or alamechya, then you have a problem Yirei Shamayim should eat in a meal. right? But if you don't know what the Baruch HaRishonah is, just say Shahakol. He's never bothered by that. He says Shahakol because the Yerek becomes Shahakol by being pureed, which is, of course, only one Shita, but let's grant him that Shita. And therefore, the whole soup becomes Shahakol. That's the Shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And nowadays, you know, someday everything in the world will be Shahakol, just a little more and more Shvekos. Don't be safer, say Shahakol. But most books I've seen say pureed soup is Shahakol.
If the Rambam's on the extension of the precept, how does that explain, I'm just going to use, how do you understand normal sugar cane?
Because sugar cane is not an extension of the cane. What are you talking about? You squeeze it out of the cane and leave the cane here and the sugar there.
You're saying, so if the Rambam really holds on the extension of the precept, which you're trying to say, why does he use charcoal?
Because that's not together. You're not making sugar cane together with the cane as one product. You're taking, squeezing out the sugar cane to get it away from the cane. You're taking it away from the cane, not making it a joint product with the cane.
Right. And also, it
works perfectly.
Right. Inside of that this is a good form of the tree, so you can still say that perhaps curing the soup is charcoal if you just say that.
No, but the soup part should be hadama. The fact that you then puree the vegetables into the soup, why would that make it any less of a good form?
Depends if you think that's
before I pureed it, the soup was would be hadama, but it's not there.
It's for sure shino than the soup.
I think so.
Okay. What do most say? What do most say?
Most farm nowadays pasay like Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though the Jewish quote someone argued on him that if you rate soup is shahakol. I must admit I'm a little skeptical because it could be that pureed vegetables maybe should be hadama in the first place. And even if they're shahakol, who says that should make the whole soup shahakol? It's a big finish. Maybe say before you pureed it, stop before you pureed it. Shlomo Zalman says, who cares? We're looking at the final product you have in mind. Okay, Lamaisa, all the books nowadays say Shahakol because we're always nervous and say Shahakol, so I'm not going to get involved there. Let's just summarize some Halacha Lamaisa, Rabosai. Halacha Lamaisa by soup. Okay, in general, the Mishavur takes it to Rapasha that the Machaber is Machmer for the Rashba and the Rush. That makes a lot of sense because sometimes he quotes two Deos, he quotes the Rashba and the Rush. So for Machmer, for the Rashba and the Rush, then soup should only be Hadama if it's the Rove way of eating it, right? And that's what comes out of Simon Reish Bey's Se'if Yud, that he says cooked fruits, the normal way to eat fruits is not to cook them. That's just I wouldn't say it's weird, but that's clearly an occasional thing to do. Cooked fruits are shahakol. The Rush says that if you cook them, it is ha'etz. Okay, two deos. The Maskana seems to say shahakol misafik. So it is hadama only if cooked. That's sort of the definition of soup. That's the makra like the Rush. That's not really saying anything. Soup is cooked. But if it's Rove cooked, if Rove is cooked, that's to be Machmer for the Rashba. And then in Simon Reish Hay, the Mishnah Berurah throws in some more Chumras. In Simon Reish Hay, Sifkatan, let's start with Sifkatan Yud, he says, the davka shalkan kedi lechol es hayirakos dilubishal irakos ashron letzarchneim levad ein varchneim shahakol. He quotes the Shadrash. Only if you cooked for the sake of the irakos, that's the machmer for the Shadrash. And he also brings in the Rambam here. For example, in Sifkat and Ches, he says, "Mshar yirakos b'mayim, etc. Dinu kamavushal, etc. Kamakam barotev shel ugerkas shakvishu rakos shel ugerkas, the pickle juice, right? Which is really your intention. Some people drink the pickle juice, but that's not the normal intention. Normally, pickle juice goes in the garbage. It's really good for the pickles. He's choshesh for the Rambam, and only if it's cooked for the sake of the soup. And that is to be choshesh for the Rambam. The mice are choshesh for everything, just to be machmir. And therefore, you'd only make hadama on soup if it was something which is usually cooked, and you cooked it both to eat the broth and to eat the vegetables, which is a lot of regular vegetable soups. You know, a lot of regular vegetable soups are cooked for the sake of eating the vegetables with the soup together. Then you would say hadama. Otherwise, because there's some shita, otherwise you say shahakal. I'll point out one other thing from Siman Reish Hey. He adds, this only if you make vegetable soup without chicken. If you make vegetable soup with chicken, or whatever kind of meat you want, then it's really chicken soup with vegetables, we all know. Right? No one goes with vegetable soup with chicken. Then the main taste is the chicken, so who cares about the vegetables? It's clearly shahakal, because the main thing is the chicken. This also could come up nowadays, besides chicken soup, even though you put in vegetables, the soup is shahakol, because the chicken is the main thing.
You eat the vegetables.
What?
Whatever, you eat the vegetables from the soup.
So if you ate the vegetables from the, you say shahakol on the vegetables, and that would not potter the soup, even according to the Ritva. Because what do you mean? The soup, the main important taste in the soup is the chicken, not the vegetables. What? On the vegetables and shahakol on the soup. Even some soups nowadays, yesh la'ayin, sometimes you'll make vegetable soup, but the main flavor they put in soup powder. And the flavor is somewhat the vegetable, somewhat the soup powder. Poskim say they have shahakal in that also, just because, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not a buck in these things. Sometimes, you know, someone can make an onion soup, but the onion soup really has like a lot of, you know, other taste added into it that might be more than the taste of the onion. I'm sure you wouldn't do that. And then it would be a shahakal. So a vegetable soup where you added in a lot of other things. Even cabbage soup. Our cabbage soup. What? The cabbage soup that I've eaten, the main taste is not really the cabbage. The main taste is they put in tons of tomato sauce and sugar, tomato paste and sugar, etc. Not the real taste. And then that's nice with cabbage. You know, it's more like a stuffed cabbage soup, as it were. So that would be that cabbage soup would you know, I don't know if I've ever eaten it, not in the course of a meal, bread meal, but that would not be hadama, because the main taste is not from the cabbage. That would be like the chicken soup. So you have to keep your eyes open for that.
Cheese and onions.
No, but the cheese is clearly tuffle. That's just to accompany it. I want to mention one thing interesting when it comes to the discussion of soup. Where did I write that down? Here. What about coffee and tea? Coffee and tea are like soup in that you cook the coffee and the tea and you drink the broth, right? They're not squeezed out of coffee and tea. They are a cooked product. What about coffee and tea? What's the difference in coffee and tea? If all you had was the rush and the rashba, then you would say the rapashot, that coffee or tea is, coffee is ha'etz and tea is hadama. Right, because that's the rove way of eating coffee and tea. That's actually the only way of eating the coffee bean and the tea leaves is through coffee and tea. There is no other way to eat them.
No, that's not true, Ruby.
Yeah, but that's weird. Fine, I don't care. That's weird.
No, I mean, collard beans do mix coffee and sugar and mix it together and have it as a with peanuts in it, and they have a whole mouth.
Oh. Okay, but that's a very small meat, if that's true. And according to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, that's clearly the ruba of achila of coffee and tea. And it's a big machlok, because what the bracha of coffee and tea is, I just put on maybe the Berhei tape, which just quotes names here and names there, etc. What do we do about coffee and tea? And some of this will affect some of the other discussions we have. We'll have. If you just look at the Rosh and the Rashba, then the Rosh would say Ha'etz Hadama, and the Rashba would also say Ha'etz Hadama. After all, it's cooked, and that is the only normal way to eat it. Certainly the most normal way to eat it. And there are the Panim Eros, who did I quote here? Which Rehitiv did I put about the coffee and tea? Yotes. All the Shari Tshuva quote some other names. Sorry for standing in front of me. The Berhetev here quotes about coffee and tea. What does he say? He says, "Val kafi v'tim var shahakol perch mati aron and likewise the Shvos Yaakov." But the halachas katanos of the Panim Iro said it really should be bar piyadam on the tea and ha'itz on the coffee. They would mean, even though the minig seems to be otherwise for some reason that they don't know. Everyone agrees the minig would say shahakol. Everyone knew what people did. They argued what people theoretically should do. How do you justify the minhag of saying shahakol? Why do we say shahakol? Isn't this meishlokos? So there are three asbeirim to justify why we say shahakol, all of which are controversial. Someone tell me which shitas would explain. The Rav Yah. One is the Rav Yah of the Mordechai. Right? After all, it's a drink. Now, the question is, do we hold like this hesber of drink or not? The Mishnah Berurah never really commits himself to this. It's not so clear that we hold to this. But Rav Moshe claims that we do. Rav Moshe says everything we drink, right? We are choshesh for the Rav Yad Mordechai, and anything you drink automatically becomes shahakol. This is not so pashut, because you could say that what?
Kosos as well.
What?
Not
so clear. Not so clear. The Gra thinks Tosfos holds drinks are shahakol. Because Tosfos and Ardaf said beer is shahakol, because it's a drink. Right. But Tosfos really said is that beer is not mazonos because it's a drink. Maybe Tosfos just means it's not muzzle. A drink isn't muzzle, so it's not mazonos. But he would admit that it could be ha'etz or hadama. And then you have to ask. Okay, then you have to ask why beer is not hadama, and there may be a different answer to why beer is not hadama.
At the end of Duvsha, Night Duvsha, he says the Od, the Shvia Omer Shahakol.
Yes, but the question was, correct. This is machlokus. What? Do we paskin like this or not? Right. Basically, do we say all drinks are shahakol? So. Let me say two things. Why is this not so pashut? A, unclear if we paskin this way. A, it's not clear if we paskin this way. Do we paskin all drinks are shahakol? The Gra quotes Tosfos. He also thinks John the Ram will get to, whenever we get to it. The Gra quotes Tosfos, who says, all drinks are shahakol, because in art he says twice, od b'shtia omer shahakol, and then he says again in Dibur Maskel v'hatanan. What does he say in hatanan? He says, kol davar sheish b'machresh amin ve'eno asod lis od kiyam lishtos, don't sheikh v'chiyotu v'vark shahakol. It's not for soed, it's only for shtia. Anything that's not for soed is not muzzle, and it's only shahakol. The question is, what did Tosos mean? The Gra understood that Tosos meant all drinks are shahakol. However, he understood the Tosfos meant all drinks are shahakol. However, the Evan Ozel disagreed. He says Tosfos just meant that drinks can't be mezonos, because the drink's not muzzle, because it's not soed. How can a drink be soed? Maybe it can, but we don't view it as something which is a muzzle that's for being soed. I never drank a lot of beer. I don't know if you. Soed or not. Clearly not soed the way cake is. So it's not clear whether Tosfos held that way or not. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Tosfos in the context of Birkas Mezonos a few times, but when it comes to other brachos, it's not 100% clear. We discussed this. Ramah, who says you say shahakol on the anigron, we discuss this?
No.
Okay. We'll get back to it. Okay. And maybe we'll get back to it a little later. But in any case, the Mishnah Brura says at a certain point, or maybe we'll get back to it now, that he quotes a gra. It's not 100% clear. Let's say unclear if we pask in this way, right? How about Tosfos? The gra says drinks are shahakol, but the Eben Ha'azel just says drinks can't be muzzle. It's just that it's not muzzle. He's not saying all drinks are shahakol. He's just saying drinks aren't muzzle. What's the other? How about the Rambam? The Rambam says that if you drink shemen with a nigron, but don't have a sore throat, it's shahakol. Sorry. The Rambam says, that's not what he says. The Rambam says you drink shem with a nigron, you don't have a sore throat, it's shahakol. Okay, says the Rambam, shemen al yedei a nigron, ve'eino choshesh begrono, is shahakol. Everyone asks, Taina, if you're not choshesh begrono, it's not ha'eitz, because the main thing's not the shemen. Why isn't it hadama? Because a nigron is maya desoka, is meishlokos. Why not hadama? So this is the big question. Why not hadama? Says the Eben Ha'azel. Not hadama because of what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, you know why it's shahakol? The Rambam says, Avolim shasa Hashem levado osha lo yachosh begrono. Bevarchel of shahakol shari lunene b'tam Hashemen. The Rambam thinks the shemen is still ikker, but since it's not normal to drink shemen, even with a nigron, if you're not sick, it's shahakol. So says the Eben Ha'azel, it's not hadama because shemen ikker, and it's not normal use of shemen. However, the Rama says, when he quotes the Rama, he says, "Vim einu meskaven l'rfua elo l'achila havali anigron ikker. The anigron is ikker. V'einu mevarech elo l'anigron shahakol." Rama, that's the word shahakol. The Rama interprets that the Rama said shahakol because the anigron is ikker. And that creates a problem. Magen Avraham says, you're crazy. That's ridiculous. The nigron is ikker, it's hadama. Right? Most of the Achronim reject this. But within, says the Rama, because the anigron is ikker, now that creates a problem. If the anigron is ikker, why isn't it hadama? Now it's a Mishlokos question. And that's where you have Machlokos. Again, a lot of Achronim just said, the Rama's dead wrong. The Eben Ha'azel said the Rama's wrong.
And two questions, if I may. V8 tomato juice, something like that, when you cook it.
Interesting question. How about tomato juice that is cooked?
And secondly, chicken soup with a lot of noodles in it.
Okay. So chicken soup with a lot of noodles in it. My understanding is that you put the noodles in after you cook the soup.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of noodles is not so much noodles that the soup is tougher.
No.
So chicken soup with a lot of noodles, you make two brachos. Because the noodles and chicken soup are not considered one thing, because neither one is tafel to the other. Neither one is tafel to the other. And lemaisa, we don't even say kol sheyeshbo in this case, because they're really two different things. When you drink tomato juice is not squeezed. It is cooked. When they cook tomato juice, they throw out the tomatoes. So, if you were the Rosh, you would say tomato juice, avada hadama. It's cooked. Get the big taste. if the Rashba, maybe a lot of you also think tomato juice of Adadamo. What do you mean? We cook all the tomatoes. We make them into juice, paste, sauce. You know, all these things are all basically the same thing. That's the main use of tomatoes. But since we're kosher for the Shut HaRash, therefore tomato juice is shahakol, because you're not cooking it to eat the tomatoes. You're throwing the tomatoes in the garbage. I mean, maybe they'll throw it in the garbage. They use it for animal food or some industrial use or whatever. But no one eats the tomatoes when they make tomato juice. So therefore, tomato juice is shahakol. We're kosher for the Shut HaRash. Of course, we're kosher for Rav Yonah Mordechai. It would also be shahakol. Right? Because it's a drink.
About coffee and tea, so there's the maran put it in like in a rock, so the thickness.
Yes, so okay, good. So give me a second. Anyway, one reason for shahakol and coffee and tea could be, the Rav Yonah Mordechai. By the way, this is also beer, which is already discussed by the, is very similar, right? Is also, but we'll see coffee and tea is a little different, is a nigron ikker, and therefore, why is it? The Ramah creates a question. The Magen Avraham just says you're dead wrong. But the Ramah creates a question. Why? And here, you have two esbeirim. Okay. Says the Gra, because the drink. Drinks are shahakol. That the Gra is very convinced that both the Rambam and I'll prove to you that I don't think the Gra is right. When we get to it. Uh-oh. He's convinced that both the Rambam and Tosfos hold that drinks are shahakol. Right? He says, look, the Mefurish Rambam drinks are shahakol, although that's only one way of reading the Rambam. And it's Mefurish Tosfos that drinks are shahakol. That's one way of reading Tosfos. The El Yoramase here says a different shot. No, because the Anigron's taste is ruined by the olive oil, and therefore it goes down to shahakol. The anigron is ikker, but it's poor quality anigron now. So he gives a different hesber. Okay, no one's going to be able to read this. The anigron says that the taste is ruined. And that's why it comes shahakol. Here, interestingly, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Gra in the Mishnah Brura. In the Mishnah Brura, Dalet quotes the Gra. V'Gra is miyashev that since the drink it shahakol, but then in the Sharet Zion he backs out a little. He says, but lots of Rishonim held differently, and said it's hadama like the Magen Avraham, and then he goes back to the El Yoraba, who says that, you know what, if there's enough anigron that it still has a good taste, then it's really hadama. So the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit of two minds. In this, strangely, in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Gra to sort of justify the Ramah Shahakol, although in the Sharet Zion, he seems to lean more towards the El Yoraba. And then he says, well, it just depends how good or bad the taste actually is, which depends on the ratio. If there's not so much shemen, a lot of anigron, the taste is still good. If there's more shemen and not so much anigron, even if the anigron is thicker, the taste gets good. The Mishnah Berurah is of two minds about this. The Maisa, interestingly, a lot of achronim, such as the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Reish Beis, Yud Beis, say that coffee and tea is shahakol because it is a drink, like the Gra. The Panim Iro says, no, you all misunderstood the Rav Yonah Mordechai. The Rav Yonah Mordechai only meant that a drink is shahakol because it was a food, and you can't consider a drink to be a form of a food. But coffee and tea were never a food. No one eats them. You only drink them. They're only a potential drink from the beginning. So even the Rav Yonah Mordechai would admit about coffee and tea, although not about beer. So here, the unclear if we pass it this way, and B, maybe if it was never a food, Rav Yah would be modeh, right? So those are the two reasons why there's not necessarily such a clear reason. Say shahakol. There are other reasons. Give me a second. Say shahakol.
What?
Because potatoes you eat. You can't eat coffee.
But you can't eat a raw potato.
But you can eat a potato. You just cook it. You can't eat coffee whether you cook it or not. Let me, at least for beer, this wouldn't help for beer, but for coffee and tea, I'll just mention briefly what are the two other reasons why you might say shahakal and coffee and tea. The shutter rush. The shutter rush, after all, you throw out the coffee and the tea. And then here also, what?
Probably Yashub says that here is the mind, I think.
Yes, but that is that's not a hesber, because so why in Meshlokos isn't the Iker the Mayim? So you have to give a reason why, right? So it's not, he's right, but that's not a good hesber, because then you have to explain why. So why isn't the Iker the Mayim? You say, the answer is here the Iker the Mayim is a drink, and there because it's not a drink or something. You're right, but you still need to give another hesber. The shutarush, after all, for choshish for the shutarush, for the shutrush, and here you throw out the coffee and tea afterwards, meaning if you use instant coffee, you don't throw it out. That's because they already threw out the coffee grounds in the factory and just, whatever they did to the freeze-dried the liquid. Here also, it's not so posh, the shutrush would apply, because the shutrush is for sure a good reason why beer is shahakol. It's not so clear that it's a good reason why coffee and tea are shahakol, because maybe the shutrush only meant this if there is a way of eating it, not there is a way of eating itself. Then, if there's a way of eating it itself, then if you're going to throw it out and drink the juice, that's considered a separate hefta. But if the only way to eat it is through the, so that's what some of the achronim say. But maybe coffee and tea, not beer, are different because it basically it's like grapes and olives. Yep, even better. This is the only way to eat it, so who cares? Because this is the only way to eat it.
It's not 100% true about tea. Each individual thing that the tea you eat perhaps in a different way. Only when mixed together.
No, you can't eat tea leaves. I mean, you can. You don't. There's a third. There's what?
But also, it's not, in the show,
it's not normal.
They sell like these little like candies that turn into tea. You can eat as candy or turn into tea.
That's not tea.
Yeah. No, that's not tea. That's just some herbs. The Beis Meir has a third reason. The Beis Meir is a third reason, which only applies to coffee and tea and not to beer. He says anything that you can't eat itself is never pre in the first place. That also explains sugar. The beer law says for sugar. He says it's not a pre in the first place if you can't eat it. A potato is a pre because you can eat it when you cook it. Right? Potato and wheat and pumpkins are payros because you can eat them when you cook them. But anything that you can't eat, all you can eat is the water that you steep it in, is not called a pre in the first place. It's not a pre. And if it's not a pre, then it's only shahakol. And so reason three is the Beis Meir. And this is only for coffee and tea, not for beer. He says the Beis Meir, he says, no, anything you can't eat raw or cooked. Now, here's an interesting question. Do some people eat coffee beans?
Yes.
I've never seen people eat tea leaves. You can eat coffee beans if they're roasted?
Yeah.
So maybe then that would only work for tea nowadays, right?
Beans, it's not how it's usually eaten.
Yes, but he says here how you can. Anything you can't eat is not a pre. It's mufka from being a pre. And the fourth svar is the Maharami Rutenberg, according to the Magen Avraham that I put in the brackets here. The Maharami Rutenberg says no. It's only soup is only if it's a thick soup. Only if it's a thick soup, then you say that it's part of the pre. But if it is a watery concoction, then, and that's really solo. The Rush used the word solo when it comes to beer. If it's watery, then it's for sure not considered a pre. So anyway, it's just water. They got a little time of the pre. As opposed to soups, which are thick. Now, Some people say us, so maybe some of our soups are not so thick. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he means. Like, how are the soups really thicker than the...
soups that are thicker than the ones that you judge them.
Yeah, the ones that you judge them, right? But because I only meant when you judge the soup, or when you overcook it, it becomes like a little thicker. It's not so clear to me what the Maharam meant, but there is a Maharam quoted in the... There is a Maharam quoted in the page 24 in the someplace here. Here we are. There is a Maharam quoted in the Magen Avraham who says that he says a different shot. He says Nirgash Tam appears by Mayim, unlike Shechar, you don't feel the Tam so well. And then Shuvas Maharam, right? Only if it's oven biyoser v'yis mamashas machos hashlokos. I don't know, you cook something a lot, some Rashi in some place say sholeg means to cook a lot. When you cook something a lot, does it become thicker? Even if you don't judge it?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Only a thick liquid, not a thin liquid. A thin liquid is not mishlokos. Again, this isn't going to explain Vashmar. Vashmar is also thick. That's for sure. But maybe a thin liquid doesn't count. So that's the... It's not so clear the Metzius here, but number four says the Maharam, he says only a thick liquid is meishlokos, and coffee and tea are too thick. So there are various hesberim. There's more than this also in the poskim. You know, if you, and maybe, you could read that into. Forget Tosos. Maybe you could read that into Tosos. Tosos talking about beer. It's not clear. Is he explaining why beer isn't hadam or only why beer isn't mezonos? But he says. Lo havi mamish saorim ve'eino ela time of the alma. Maybe that's where the Maharam got it from. If it's just time of the alma, then that's not like meishlakos. Again, if Tos is not only discussing mizonos, va'od mishon de islay iluya achrina the pas that would apply to beer, not to coffee and tea. So there are others beer that reply only to beer. And then he talks about being a drink. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to say about. Soup, I'll just point out for a moment, when it comes to fruit juice, what do we do with a fruit juice? By the way, this is the Moshe. Moshe is not talking about coffee and tea, but the Moshe says even things that are cooked, lemaisa, if they're drinks, we're choshesh for the gra. And we only say shahakol on drinks. That's the emotions on the koshi. When we come to fruit juice, most fruit juices are sort of pashit. How about fruit juices that are rove juiced? Then the Rashba would say they're ha'itz, but the Rosh Lechora would still say that they are. The Rosh Lechora would still say that they are shahakol.
Well, the Shutarash would say the Zohar
Yairi. What the Shutarash? The Shutarash. Yeah, the Shutarash would agree with the Rush there. That would be an Afkamina. There's a I'll just point out two things. How about orange juice? So there's a long Chazan Ish about this, who basically comes out saying orange juice is not the Yavi Alma. You would think that you should say Ha'itz on orange juice. His topic is not what bracha to make. His topic is, can you squeeze Shemitah orange juice? Because we see at the end of our sugya that what you're allowed to do with Shemitah and Truma, there it was Truma, seems to go together with brachos. He says, yes. He says, maybe everyone agrees to the Rashba. Maybe even everyone else who's saying other things also agrees to the Rashba. Maybe it's just never pushed to everyone that if that's the rove, then that's not Zeyva Alma. That's like Zeysim Ba'anavim. After what's the point of Zeysim Ba'anavim? Rashi, I should have mentioned. Rashi says, Zeysim Ba'anavim. What's unique about them? The difference between them and Meipiros? What's Rashi's Lashon? Nitan. Ein l'cha priya nitan l'mashka l'zeisa anavim. Sounds like the Rashba. Which pri is meant to be used for mashka l'zeisa anavim? Rashi definitely sounds like the Rashba. Rashi definitely sounds like the Rashba. L'maisa, The Chazanish comes out, and everyone relies on this nowadays, that you can juice oranges during Shemitah, and it's not considered Zeya V'Alma. And he says, why? Number one, because maybe everyone agrees with the Rashba, even though everyone seems to be saying other things in the Rashba. Maybe they really all agree to the Rashba, and they were just discussing other things, you know, in other cases. And B says, maybe even the Rush would agree that this is a Tam Gadol, not like the Stipler way. The Rush says, oh, juice doesn't have such a strong taste, but in oranges, or you might just squeeze the whole thing out, that is a very strong taste. So maybe both the Rush and Rashba would agree, and maybe everyone agrees with the Rashba, and therefore he says, Mutter, Lachora, he would say Ha'etz, even though he never actually discussed the Bracha on Lachora, he would say Ha'etz on orange juice. He seems to not be choshesh for the Ravya, who says that, oh, drinks are considered Zeya Ba'alma. He seems to not be choshesh for that, which is fine. He says we're choshesh for that. The Gra did. Who says he has to necessarily agree with the Gra on that? He didn't explicitly say what bracha to make. Lemaisa, most people nowadays say shahakol and orange juice. Why say shahakol and orange juice? Because they're choshesh for the Ravya. It's clearly a drink. And B, maybe we hold like the Rush against the Rashba. Maybe hold like the Rush against the Rashba. And maybe the Rush just says, no, anything you squeeze is not the real Tam HaPri. Really? Orange juice is not a strong Tam of the orange? Well, according to the Stipler, it's not a strong Tam of the orange because the juice is its own Chefza, and therefore that's not the Pri. That's the juice. Even though that's a Chiddush. But to justify our minhag on orange juice, you either want to take the Rush like the Stifler, or you want to take the Ravya. One interesting last bus, folks, I want to mention is, how about coconut milk? How is coconut milk different than all the other fruit juices?
It's natural.
What do you mean by that?
That's how it grows on a tree.
It's not a juice. If you don't squeeze it out of the coconut, right? It's inside the coconut. The coconut's hollow, and inside is the milk, as we call it, or the whatever you call it, right? The me kokos, I think, in Hebrew. Coconut milk
water.
In English?
Water.
What?
The milk has the flesh.
It's just the coconut water.
Oh, it's coconut water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's different. Some of the things you buy are basically, they cook it out of the coconut.
Take the flesh and grind it with the water.
Ah, okay. So no. So the water in the coconut. How about the water inside the coconut? What bracha is that?
What?
So that would be. So the water in the coconut is a big machlokas. I point out the Ben Ish Chai here says you say shahakol. That was on the course. The last thing on the course 23. He says at the end the huadin like goza boy me ori India the kornosam guzalhand the yimatze tocha egos mayim kmo chalav. That's coconut. That if you drink it by itself, it is shahakol. Interesting question, why is that shahakol? It's not mishtan at all. It's exactly what grew, right? So it doesn't say exactly why it's shahakol if you drink it by itself. Interestingly. Why isn't it ha'etz? That's what grew. What?
According to the Rav Yah, it's not a problem.
According to the Rav Yah, but what does the Rav Yah mean? Does the Rav Yah mean all drinks are shahakol? All drinks aren't shahakol. Grape juice is not shahakol. Shemen with the nigra is not shahakol.
Maybe it has it's exerus
okay. I thought what the Rav Yah meant was that a drink is not a form of a food. A drink is not the same as a food. It's a different chefza. But over here, it started as a drink. So if you could say for the Rav Yah, which is like zero sakas of drinks are shahakol, except for certain exceptions, then
no,
maybe
the other
it's,
way. Zero sakas of the yain and
yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Or according to the Stipler, it works very well. What does the Stipler say? He says, no, the fruit is the solid part. The juice is not the fruit. That is something else that's not called a pre. So what's the difference if the juice is absorbed inside or if it's just contained inside? For the Stipler, it makes perfect sense.
It makes sense as an example where the fruit and the liquid are separate. Doesn't make sense to say it, but...
you're saying, even the disciple is right here. That doesn't mean he's right about what he talked about. Fair.
Wouldn't that impact if you take an orange and cut it, and you don't eat it, but you suck the juice out of the orange? That's...
So what if you... That's what I mentioned before. You suck the juice out of the orange. Do you view that as... How do you conceptualize sucking juice out of an orange? Do you conceptualize that as eating the orange or as squeezing the juice and drinking it? You just do it in one step to save time.
Aren't we mocking by Shabbos not to suck grapes?
Yes. But again, Melech Machshavos might be different. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis Ayin Vav that whoever sucks licorice or sugar cane, etc., says Shehakol. Which would seem to imply that it's not exactly the same as the orange, I admit, but it would seem to imply that if you did that to the orange, it would also be shackle. Because he conceptualizes, as it were, sucking the juice out of something as not as eating it, although...
Putting the juice out.
I have to think about it. Okay, I want it. Yeah, okay, I want it. Let's come back to applesauce. Back to the Gemara. The applesauce in the Gemara. Amrli Haver Rabbanu L'Rava Trima Mahu. What's the din of Trima? Trima is some squish thing. Lahava Daiti Rav Mike Amrli Rava. He knew all the halachos, but he didn't know what the guy meant to ask about. Right? That's, if you know all the halachas, it still doesn't help if you don't know what the guy's asking. Yasir Ravina Kamidi Rava Amrli, de Shumshimi Kamart or de Kortimi Kamart or de Portsini Kamart? Are you talking about Shumshimi, Kortimi, or Portsini? What types? Ravina got a note totally wrong. He gave these three options, none of which were true. Meanwhile, Aski Rav Ladaite, Rav figured it out. Amrle Chashilta Vadikamer. Oh, you're talking about pressed dates. That's what you're talking about. Vadkartan Milsa Hadam Ravasi, and you remind me Ravasi, Haitami Shal Truma Mutalas Losim Truma Vasalosim Sheikhar. That Truma, which you're not allowed to be Mashana, you're only allowed to eat it in a pre form, you're allowed to make it into Truma because that's still considered a pre, and you're not allowed to make it into Sheikhar. That's how they know beer is Shahakol. To the best of my knowledge, everyone I've seen says we're a shahakol. Because of this, even though it doesn't say beer a shahakol, but it's clearly the implication when we're equating beer the brachas and truma. Behelchasa tamri v'avdina truma v'achalim v'brachah eitz my tamul sayu kaim neikara. It's still the same. It hasn't changed. It's still the same status. Right? That's not a change in status. That's why it's mutter and truma, and that's why it is still ha'et. Okay, what was the havmi that he was asking is not so clear. The Ritva and the Meiri both say he thought he was asking about psolus. Like when you squish to get something out and you have like the leftovers, what's the brach of the leftovers after you squished out what you want? And he said, what are the three examples? Shum shemin, you made shem and shum shemin, or... you sesame oil. What about the leftover sesame? Where were we? Yes. Kortimi, which is, unlike Rashi says, the leftover dates after you squeeze them out to get the honey, or to get the beer, rather. Or deportsini, Ka'amar, which are the leftover grapes after you get the wine out of them. He thought, what about byproducts? He says, no, you're not talking about byproducts, not that kind of squishing. Not squishing to get something out and then you're left with the shell, the peels, as it were, the junk. Squishing is when you press together cakes of dates, totally different question. Rashi, it seems, that's in the, both of you in the Ritva. Rashi interprets a little differently. It's not 100% clear what he thought. Not that the Ritva and the Meiri say Ravina had one idea. He says, which of these three psolas are you talking about? But they're all really the same psolas. He's just saying which kind of psolas. But assuming the question was about psolas, Rashi views these three questions very different. Kortmi means crushed karkom, he says. Crushed saffron with that you drink with wine. What? The what? I'm not sure. Crushed spice that you drink with wine. Okay, crushed spice with wine. Or portini means crushed grapes that you then make temed, which is like low-quality wine from the leftover dregs. Or shumshimi means when you crush the shumshimi to get out the shemen. Not clear according to Rashi. Was he asking about the drinks in these three cases? You know, what if you drink the wine with the spice? What if you drink the sesame oil? What if you drink the temed? Or was he asking about drinking the wine with the spice and eating the leftover sesame and eating the leftover grapes, which would be halfway like the Ritva? Okay, not so clear. Could be he's totally unlike the Ritva, and he's talking about drinking the things in all the cases. In any case, that's not what he's talking about. He was talking about pressed figs, pressed dates, I mean, although we'd say, and pressed dates are Hadama, and that is Trima, seems to be Shalom on Yisrael. Where does it get complicated? It gets complicated because of Rashi. Rashi says, Trima, anything that is somewhat crushed but not totally pulverized. Ah, so Truma Sadeshin makes a diuk from Rashi and says, ah, but if it was totally pulverized, that means somewhat crushed, it's crushed, but it still has its tsura, just crushed. But it was totally pulverized and wasn't tsura legambre. What was he talking about? He was talking about some sort of jam.
Yeah.
Right? When you make jam out of fruit, some sort of jam out of some sort of cherries.
Berries, all the berries.
Yeah, it's all the same. It loses its really gamma. It's just the jam. What?
There's jam and there's preserves.
I hear some of jam, I think. So he says from Rashi or Medayik that if it's totally pulverized and loses its really gamma, then it becomes shahakol. That's his diuk from Rashi. What he didn't know is that he has two Rishonim on his side, the Ra'ah and the Ritva. The Ra'ah and the Ritva here both say, he says, Mosayukaim is not a maskana, it's a description of Metzias. It's Ha'etz because it still looks the same. But if it had looked different, right? It would only be shahakol. And then he compares it to the juice, and of course this works well the shitase for him for the meishlakos, right? If we're on the Ritva, seem to work well the shitasam. They say meishlakos is really shahakol. It's only bidin ikar tafel. Okay, because he even if you pulverize the fruit itself will be shahakol. Kol shekein the broth. Would be shahakol. And the Ritva says the same thing. So here we have the Truma Sadeshin's Diuk and Rashi with the Ra'ah and the Ritva, who say the same thing. This is often seen in opposition to the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say when he quotes this?
Hands, just done by hand. By
the
hand.
Rambam says, no, but give me a second. The Rambam says, first, the Rambam says, and you made them into a paste. Paste sounds like doesn't really have the tzura anymore. The Rambam says even if you make it into a paste, still it is ha'etz. Did you get the board, Chaim?
No.
This is sorry. The Gra understands that, and that there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam based on this Truma Sadeshin. This is machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam based on this Trumas Hadeshen. That's how the Gra understands. Machlokes between Rashi and Rambam based on the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mechaber. Sorry, one second. The Mechaber says, Tomorrow Shamiachem Biyad Va'asmeim Isa V'hotzmeim Gar'inin Afilu Hakel Unashtanis Berchasam Varchleim Bor Per'eith V'osof Baruchem Ein Shalosh. Just quotes the Rambam. You make it into an Isa, it's still Bor Per'eith. Ramayad V'lfiza Huadin Bilat Verin Hanikra Pavilda. Some sort of jam. Mevorchel Bor Per'eith. But v'yeishal l'rochem shahakol trumas hadeshen v'tov lochus l'chachilav or shahakol v'arim baruch p'yitz yatzay chinera ikar. Okay, so what is the machlokas here? Let's just summarize the shitas, and this, of course, will affect applesauce, etc. What happened in Trima? Here we have Rashi. Here we have the Rambam. The Gra here says. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes him. Yesh b'em sovrim. Sorry. V'yesh b'em sovrim de yesh omer polygama de mechaber. The yesh omerim disagrees with the mechaber. There's a machlokes min akotze l'akotze. This is the Gra. And others say that, no, Rashi, al pi the trumas hadeshen, Rashi says, im avad surasso it shahako. Well, the Rambam says no. Afilu avad surasso, it's still ha'itz. It's a machlokas Rashi and Rambam. The Taz says you all misunderstood Rashi. Taz says you all misunderstood Rashi. Rashi never said this. Rashi was defining the word trima. He said, he didn't say any halachos. He was just saying, you know what trima is? The shame trima called davar katush kafei ina murusak. He was just telling what the shame trima, what trima means. He's being careful. I'm not telling you the halacha. I'm just telling you what the shame trima means. I want to interpret the word trima, but Rashi never meant it. Rashi really agrees with the Rambam, says the Taz, that Rashi was just defining the word, and basically they both agree that afilu avad surasso, it is still ha'etz against the trumas hadeshen, right? Against the trumas hadeshen, he says the trumas hadeshen didn't know what he was talking about. He misunderstood Rashi. Of course, what the Taz doesn't know is there's still a ra on the Ritva on the side of Trumas Hadeshen. But he didn't know that there was a Ra'ah and a Ritva.
Ram says Malachim Bayad.
Aha. So what does the Magen Avraham say? Says the Magen Avraham, he says there's no machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam. Because the Rambam was not arguing with Rashi. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam was not disagreeing with the maskon of the Trumas Hadeshen. He might admit that if you're medayken every word in the Trumas Hadeshen, it might come out as against the Rambam. But the basic idea of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Rambam's not against, and in the dayken and the Rambam, why did the Rambam say Machan Bayad? Right? Why Bayad? As opposed to the Chor Bekli. Right? Right? So what? He knew how to read the Rambam. So he says, no, Lekuli Alma. That em avad surasso, then it's shahakol, and here he is definitely agreeing with the Trumas Hadeshen, and so he's the diak in the Rambam. The diak is machan biyad. Why does the Rambam? What, he's giving us culinary advice here, teaching us how to squish dates. Why does he have to squish it by hand? What difference does it make how you squish it? Obviously, because it makes a difference how you squish it. Because when you squish by hand, it keeps the texture. Okay, you're not going to keep the shape of the original date, but you're going to keep the texture of the original date. If you would use a kli, you would lose the texture of the gamre, and then it would be more like jam. And when the Trumas HaDeshen says that jam is shahakol, he's not arguing against the Rambam, who says that Issa is Hadama. And basically, the difference, if we have this Yesh Omer Levarchalim Shahakol, what does the Rambam mean by Yesh Omrim? When the Rambam says the Rambam, Yesh Omrim Levarich Aleim Shahakol, what does the Rambam say? A funny thing. He says, Me'ikr din ta'eitz, but we're machmer to say Shahakol. It's a funny thing to be machmer against the Ikr Hadin and say the wrong bracha, but okay. Apparently, the Rambam's judgment is that even if Me'ikr din is willing to pass in ha'eitz, it's still a good chumer to say Shahakol and Toshish for the Trumas HaDeshen, says the Gra and others. Those are the 2 days of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, his first day is the Magen Avraham. Yesh Omrim, Levush Magen Avraham ve'Elyo Rabba. Right? Here is the Magen Avraham. Okay, I don't know if they all say exactly this pshat, but the Magen Avraham ve'od say that jam is shahakol, but he admits that Isas Tmarim is ha'etz. While the Gra says no, it's machlokes ben akatz al akatz. He does not agree with. I don't know if AB would say he doesn't know how to read a Rambam, but somehow he doesn't agree in this case for whatever reason. Says the Gra ve'od, nope, jam and isas tmarim are both. Are both shahakol, and says the Taz. I don't know exactly what he says. He just thinks it's just dead wrong anyway. Says, you know, it's wrong anyway. He says, this is just a mistake. The Trumas HaDeshen misunderstood Rashi. Why are you taking him so seriously? Okay, halacha l'maisa. How do we paskin? And then we'll have to... stop even a little bit in the middle. Halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, how do we paskin? He says, I can't be machriya between the Gra and the Magen Avraham in terms of what the Rambam meant and what Rashi meant and what the Rambam meant. But halach l'maisa, he gives a clear psak. L'maisa, what do we say? Isas tmarim equals, his loshon was, what's his lashon about Isas Tmarim? He says that Mamashan Kayam. Kayam is ha'etz, while the jam, the pavildla avad kol tzuraso, jam equals Avad kol tzuraso. Now there's a million formulations of the achronim. What makes this more of an avad tzuraso? But the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch Shulchan Aruch agree. Lo nikar klal mahu. It's a matter of nikar. The lo nikar mahu. After all, if I see jam, I don't know what that jam. I know it's jam, but I don't know what jam it is. If you see jam, how do you know what fruit it's made from?
Look at the label.
Raspberry jam looks like raspberries.
What?
Raspberry jam looks like raspberries.
I mean, it depends how
seeds and
So it depends. It depends exactly what kind of jam, also, you know. But if I buy jelly, I don't know what it's made of. In Nikarmahu is the minhag is shahakol for Ashkenazim, although meikar hadin, it's still ha'etz, right? As the Rambam says, the minhag is to say shahakol. Even though Me'ikra did, it is still ha'eitz. Therefore, for example, mashed potatoes, it's still nicker than it's potatoes. It still looks like mashed potatoes. That's like an Issa. That's exactly Issa. Mashed potatoes are hadama because they are an Issa. I know the Gra would say that they're not, but it's hadama because they are an Issa. What else is an example of that? Applesauce is tricky. You know, I think there are different levels of does applesauce still nicker that it looks like apples? I mean, mashed potatoes, mamish, looks like potatoes. Right, it just looks like potatoes. Applesauce.
Does it have different kinds?
What?
There's different. There's some applesauce where you have pieces of apple left in it, and some's totally pureed.
Right. So I think applesauce depends what kind of apple.
So what about chunky, chunky peanut butter?
Chunky peanut butter, as you still see the. So I think chunky peanut butter again. Whether or not you should eat peanut butter with a spoon, you can discuss with your medical professional and your family doctor. But chunky peanut butter would be hadama. But smooth peanut butter doesn't look like peanuts at all.
It does look like peanuts in the same way that mashed potatoes looks like mashed potatoes.
No, mashed potatoes looks momish. If you bake a potato, it looks very similar to a mashed potato. Okay.
You have to add butter.
Skippy peanut butter doesn't taste like peanuts.
Who eats peanut butter
stuff
with a spoon?
Natural peanut butter.
So what are you talking about? You'd be surprised. Anyway, okay. Let's just say, to be continued then, maybe we'll pick up with the Ishal Avram next time. Okay. We'll have to continue next time, Rabosai, just for whoever... is ready to go ahead. We're going to add for next time the Gemara until the fifth line on Amud Beis. The Gemara until the fifth line on Amud Beis with the trying to remember here with the Rush and the with the Rush and the Rashba. And the Torah Chaim quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eger, and look up the Yerushalmi quoted by Tosfos, and that'll keep you busy. That'll keep you busy for now.
Speaking about Shatita?
No, I'm talking about to pass this to after Shatisa. If you want, if you're ready to go weiter, go till the fifth line of the days with Tosfos, the Rush, the Rashba, the Torah Chaim, quoted by, you know, footnoted by, hyperlinked, as it were, by Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Gilyon HaShas and the Yerushalmi that Tosfos is based on.
Wait, I really have a Shiloh on chunky peanut butter. Chunky peanut butter, you make it. Chunky peanut butter, you make it into peanut butter, and then you add the peanuts back.
One second.
Recording stopped.
What do you like, smooth and chunky?